Our pal Bob Odenkirk, grew up here in the Chicago area, out in Naperville. He cut his teeth, professionally here in Chicago, doing acting jobs. Got into Second City and did comedy here, and like that. But all the while he's growing up, is watching WGN's Bozo Show, as so many of us did. It was a staple of our television viewing back in the day. Bob has gone on to multiple Emmy nominations and Golden Globe nominations for his role in Better Call Saul, which is ending. We talked with Bob just a couple of weeks ago. It was right before the Golden Globes came out. So we talked a little bit about his nomination for the Golden Globes. We talked a little bit about the series Better Call Saul ending. We talked, of course, about his new movie that's called Nobody, which is really different for him. So action filled. It's very much I compare it to these Liam Neeson films, where it's a revenge action movie. But this is like super high power action for Bob. And according to, what he says, he did a lot of his own stunts with this. He wanted to, be trained and to be able to do a lot of it himself. So we talk about that. But I did one of these Zoom conversations with Bob at my desk at the TV station. At my desk, I've got some, some cool old pictures. I have a picture of, Tom Hanks and me. I've got a picture of Jodie Foster and me. But one of my favorite pictures on my desk is a picture of me. I want to say maybe early 1980s, maybe 1981, 1982, something like that. It was at an Easter Seals telethon where I got to meet Bozo and Cookie, Bob Bell, the original Bozo on WGN, and Cookie, the great Roy Brown. They were in costume. We were backstage. We got to meet. And, I've got my big Sally Jesse Raphael glasses on. And I actually have hair in this picture. It's kind of a funny, like 80s kind of picture. And I got a picture with Bozo and Cookie. And I knew, talking with Bob Odenkirk, that he would get a kick out of seeing this, because he does a killer Bob Bell impersonation. And he is such a big fan of the Bozo Show, but of Bob Bell in particular and all of his talents. So that's where our conversation started with the great Bob Odenkirk. Bob, how you doing? Hello from WGN in good old Chicago.
Dean, it's good to see you again.
I was so excited when I knew I was going to talk to you today. I brought this in because I know you'll enjoy seeing this.
Oh, there it is. Wow.
One Mr. Bob Bell.
Yep.
One Mr. Favorite. Roy Brown, Cookie.
Yeah, fantastic.
And Uncle Dean with hair. How about that?
Wow, that's great.
From back in the day.
Bob Bell, I do think about him, Dean. What a unique performer. Would have been nice to have gotten to meet him. He had a special quality. We talked about this,
Yeah, many times, but you're so right. I mean,
you shared comic DNA with Bill Murray, I would say.
That's true.
With Bob Bell.
Yeah, that's true. I like to think that you were channeling some Bob Bell in this new movie of yours. The fights that he and Cookie would get into, very reminiscent of what we see in your movie here.
Yeah, just with instead of pies, it's guns.
So what was it like making this, Bob? I mean, this was so different from anything that you've done. So physical.
I trained for 2 years, Dean. I wanted to do my own fighting. My favorite action movie is Jackie Chan Police Story. And of course, Jackie does his own fighting. And I thought one of the things I could do if they wanted me to do an action movie is I could play the part even when I was fighting. Like I could keep acting, stay in the character. And so that was kind of my challenge and my fresh take on it. But the other thing is
much better on TV.
I felt like in order to have credibility in doing this, making this, I had to do something that was kind of full throttle. I didn't want to wink or be cute or make fun of it. I wanted to work with the best in the genre and please the people who love this genre. So it's intense and it is not what you expect, especially a person like you who knows me, especially from my days at Second City and doing comedy. This is the other side of the world. But you know what, Dean? That's what's fun about acting, is when you get to do something that is fundamentally different from who you are.
Yeah. I was cheering you on. I was just because, you know, there's, you know, the Bob that I know, and even in the characters that you've played that are more often than not kind of introspective and quiet and never explosive. I was like, go, Bob, go.
It's, you know, good.
Like your Chicago roots are coming out. You're not taking crap from anybody. I love that in you. Hey, before we run out of time, when we are recording this today, we're days away from the Golden Globes, for which you have been nominated now 4 times. Yeah. What's your feeling about it? I mean, you can't just be nonchalant about it and say,
no, I'm very thrilled to be nominated, and the Golden Globes is a unique place and a unique group of people. They're international journalists. They're very nice people. I've gotten to meet them at these different, you know, events that they throw. It's an honor to get picked out because they try to watch everything, and they also really try to watch sort of what's on the cutting edge or on the, you know, maybe something everybody hasn't seen yet. So the fact that they came back to me a fourth time, it's really that's an honor.
We're sad. I mean, it's going to be a great final season, but sad that Better Call Saul is going to be ending. It's been such a great run for you.
Yeah, and I'm looking forward to shooting this. We've got great stuff. I've already read the first 2 episodes. I go tomorrow to Albuquerque, and I will see you when that show premieres for its final season.
Looking forward to it. It could only be better if Bob Bell was in it somehow. If you could work in something for Bob Bell in there. Bob, it's great to see you, man. I hope
good to see you. Thank you.
Get to say hi in person soon. Take care.
Yeah. See you, Dean.
There is our pal Bob Odenkirk, final season of Better Call Saul. Working on right now. He did not win the Golden Globe a couple of weeks ago, but we're still rooting for him. I think he does such a good job. I mean, I was thinking about some of the performances that he was in. He was the father in Greta Gerwig's Little Women. That was amazing. He was in, do you remember this movie, Nebraska? That who was in that? Bruce Dern. Alexander Payne directed it, but Bob was in this movie as well and is great. He's a really, I mean, considering that he's a comedy guy, he has a fantastic dramatic actor. He was in The Disaster Artist. He was in The Post, the movie about the Washington Post with Tom Hanks. He's been in lots of really good dramas. And this movie, as I said to him, Nobody is so different from anything that you've seen him in before. It's an action movie a la the Liam Neeson, you know, movies. A revenge thriller, really. A revenge action thriller, I guess. If I was going to, you know, have to put it into a box, it's one of those kind of films. So look for that. It opens on Friday, and I'll give you a full review on that on Friday, both on Bob Surratt Show here on Friday morning and, of course, on the WGN Morning News. Actually, you know what? Next Thursday and Friday, I'm going to be filling in for Anna DeVlantis from 1 to 4, as I am now told, is the exact time of the show, 1 to 4. So I'll, you know, be able to give you my review on Anna's show as well. And as I had mentioned, we will be live from Beverly on the hometown tour continues Thursday, 1 to 4 p.m. And I hope that you will listen for that.